Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How important is the role of a mentor in our lives? Does it benefit us even after we've gained the success and goals we seek? Our guest today would say yes. Pastor Wayne Cordero has lived a life of being a mentor to many young pastors across the world and knows well the fruit of a deep and intimate daily relationship with his divine mentor, Jesus Christ. Speaking of our Lord Jesus, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus, something Pastor Wayne has done in so many lives. The Lord Jesus, who loves you so much, dear one, that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched and transformed the heart and life of Pastor Wayne Cordero, is reaching out to you. My friend, would you open your heart to Christ? You might say, Danny, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've been through. You don't even know what I'm going through at this moment. Well, the Lord does. And you know what? He loves you still. No matter where you are, what you've done, where you've been, there is always hope in Jesus. It's our prayer that you would turn your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Dr. Wayne Cordero is the founding pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, Hawaii, a church planter at heart with over 124 churches planted. He's also the president of New Hope Christian College in Eugene, Oregon. He and his wife, Anna, have 3 children and many grandchildren. Wayne and Anna now split their time between Hawaii and Oregon, where they have a family farm. Pastor Wayne, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. It's a joy to be with you, always.
Pastor Wayne, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the metropolis of Palolo Valley. And it was a wonderful upbringing, and my first language was Pidgin English. And shortly thereafter, though, when I was about in junior high, my dad was stationed because he was in the Army. He was a Farrington grad and enlisted in the Army right after Pearl Harbor. So we then went to Japan, and there we lived for 3 years before returning.
What was it like, Pastor Wayne, growing up in Palolo? The memories?
Oh, great memories. You know, in those days, Danny, we go to school without shoes, and barefooted was the way we'd do it, and ride our bikes all the way down to school and back, and or walk. And it was a great time of memories of playing in the Palolo Stream and growing up with 3 other siblings. So we had a great time, and it was a little tough because we have to go through the Palolo housing every day on the way to school, and we had to make sure that we knew how to fight so that we can keep ourselves alive. But other than that, it was really fun.
Who influenced you most, Pastor Wayne, in your growing up years?
Well, I didn't come to Christ till I was 19 years old. I came to Christ under Campus Crusade, and then I was called into ministry under Billy Graham. We had a conference in Dallas, Texas in 1972, and I felt at that point, God had called me into full-time ministry. And so then I went to Eugene Bible College, which is the college that I'm overseeing now, presiding over. And one of my mentors was the president then, Donald Bryan. And the other was the pastor of our church here in town. His name was Roy Hicks Jr. And you've got to have mentors in your life. You just have to. Otherwise, the learning curve is either too high or too hard or impossible, but it's the mentors that help you gain traction on the highest hills and give you hope in the lowest valleys.
Mm-hmm. So you came to Christ. Now, even before that, though, Pastor Wayne, didn't you do quite a bit of traveling as a younger man?
I did, Danny, and I did music a lot, travel, and then my father being in the Army, we traveled all over the world. So we did a lot of traveling, saw a lot of things going on, and I recall the very first time God spoke to me about ministry. I was in the seventh grade, Danny, and I wasn't even a Christian, and I was actually growing up Catholic, but because I was with the what they called Knights of the Altar, I was an altar boy, we visited an orphanage, and I watched how these orphan kids in Japan were needing love and needing encouragement and needing instruction, and I thought, you know, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I remember the orphanage. I remember where I was standing. It was a hallway, and I remember God speaking to my heart. It was a divine moment, and he dropped something in my heart, and then I forgot about it until I was 19 years old, and it came back to life.
So 19 years old, then you're in college. You mentioned Donald Bryan and Roy Hicks Jr., Pastor Roy Hicks Jr. What did the Lord do to stir in your heart a vision and passion and formation to the work that you've done throughout your pastoral ministry?
Well, you know, it started when I was invited to a Christian concert, and I heard some Christian musicians, and these guys are really good. And I thought, man, I thought Christians were really bad, you know, in their skills, and they just kind of beat on pianos and sing off key. And I heard these musicians that were excellent, and I thought, you know, that if they can be excellent, that'd be great. And so actually the next week I heard another group come from the college where I preside over now, and they weren't quite as good, but they had really good hearts. And that's when the Lord touched my heart and said, that's where you're going to go. That's where you're going to train. So I remember going to this Bible college. It was a small Bible college. And on the way to the college, we always pass a high school. And I saw these kids wandering around. And, you know, Danny, I thought, I'm going to be a pastor, a missionary, go across the seas, because I had a real heart for Japan. And I thought, that's where I'm going to go. I'll go to Japan, because that's where the orphanage was. And I thought, maybe that's where God's calling me. But as days and weeks and months and years went by, I thought, you know what? I'm trying to reach kids across the oceans when there's kids right down the block that are not saved, and they're in that high school, and nobody's reaching them, and we're trying to go halfway around the world. Maybe I should start right here. And at that point, I really had a call to go and help people become all God created them to be and to win them to Christ. So that's when I got involved with Youth for Christ and became an evangelist and started traveling with my guitar and preaching Christ all the way up to the time I went to Hilo, Hawaii in 1984.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hilo, Hawaii, 1984. As a young Christian, what challenges did you face?
One of the greatest challenges I had was an internal challenge, Danny, where because I came up without Christ in my life, I had very worldly patterns of thinking, worldly patterns of morality. And when I came to Christ, as anybody would, you know, Jesus saves you and your spirit is saved, but your emotions are still worldly. Your mind is still patterned in the old way, wrong ways. So I had to really fight to think differently, to change the way I saw things. I'd be praying, and even curse words would come to my mouth and to my mind, because every other word used to be a curse word. And so I had to fight to get that out of my mind, to change everything about me and repattern everything so that I could start to hear God's voice. So one, it was the challenge of just becoming a new creation. And Jesus was helping me, but I had to make sure that I was disciplining myself to follow that lead, and it wasn't always easy. So some people say, Wayne, are you a person of faith? I say, yes, but it did not come easily.
Well, dear friend, as you're listening to Pastor Wayne Cordero, he speaks about the realities of life, the realities of faith, the Christian faith. Even as a young believer, there were transitions that needed to be made. Well, we all go through times of change. Perhaps this is a time of change for you. Maybe it's a time of great change. I suppose maybe even a time of upheaval in your own life. Well, God is a God of great grace and perfect timing. Today, Pastor Wayne Cordero shares heart to heart with you. And our question is, will you open your heart to what the Lord is saying? We believe the Spirit of God is moving. When we come back from our break, more from Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Oahu. You can find out more at enewhope.org. That's enewhope.org. He's the founding pastor, New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, Hawaii. He joins us today from Oregon. Danny Yamashiro here, Lani Ka'a. Thank you, dear friend, for joining with us. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Wayne Cordero, the founding pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, Hawaii. New Hope is also listed as one of the top 10 most innovative churches in America, with Outreach Magazine listing them as one of the top 5 churches to learn from. Well, we have the privilege today to learn from Pastor Wayne. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Almashiro here with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a. Thank you so much for joining with us. If you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more about Pastor Wayne and New Hope at enewhope.org. Pastor Wayne, you touched on it a little bit before our break. Hilo, Hawaii, 1984. What happened? How did God call you? And what took place when you went there?
That's a great story, Danny. You know, actually, there was a little church there being pastored by a good friend of mine, Rod Kawakami, and it was called New Hope Fellowship. But Rod had gotten a kidney disease, and his kidneys were shutting down, so he was not doing well. His health was deteriorating quickly, so there was only about 20 people left in the church, and he called me one day and said, Wayne, would you come and consider taking this church? And I thought, no way, I don't want to do that. But for some reason, God just poked me and said, you're going to go. And so I thought, okay, what should I do? And so I went there to take a look at the church, and it was in its last throes. So I actually went to see what I could do to close it down. But when I went there to get the books and close all the books and just kind of shut it down, the Lord spoke to me. I was sitting in Liliuokalani Park, and he said, you will only not shut it down. You will come over here and move and take this church. And so I talked to my wife, and she said, okay, let's go. We've never been here before, you know, Hilo, Hawaii, and so let's go. So my wife was great in her faith. We moved in 1984, and within 6 months, Rod passed away, and Anna and I took a little New Hope in Hilo, and we were there 11 years before moving north to Honolulu.
What were your most vivid memories, Pastor Wayne, with Pastor Rod going home to be with the Lord, and then, I mean, just 6 months after that, after you arrived? Vivid memories about building the church there in New Hope Hilo.
Yeah, my greatest memories, Danny, were just how precious the people were in Hilo. They became, even today, they're still friends. We call, we text, I go over there, we still go camping, we fish, we dive, because that's sort of where I cut my teeth in pastoral ministry. I was a youth pastor prior to that, and a youth evangelist, but then I began to shepherd people, and that just caught my heart, and the people of Hilo were so all-embracing, and it's still going well today, New Hope Hilo. We have a young pastor there named Sheldon Laksina that's pastoring. He was actually one of our youth kids, our youth group kids. So to see the Lord just build the church from the inside out has still till this day been one of my greatest joys.
What has the Lord taught you? Lessons about leadership?
The lessons he taught me on leadership is, number one, is the people are so precious, they deserve to be led well. And so leading is really a servant posture, servant position. And I wrote a book called The Dream Releaser, and the Lord just spoke to my heart one day and said, in everybody's heart is a dream of what they can be for God. I put it there. Now, that dream might lie under the rubble of mistakes and rejections and failures and setbacks, but that dream is still alive. It could be under 10 feet of rubble, and we need dream releasers who, like in that 9/11 epicenter in New York, they had to, firemen and first responders had to pull the rubble away, listening, watching, looking for life that's still underneath the rubble. And in the same way, the Lord said, I want you to take away the boulders and rocks and hurts and wounds of past events and the rocks of that are like character flat spots. And I want you to help release those dreams that I put in there because mm-hmm. they're still alive. And so one of the greatest lessons of leadership isn't being cool or trendy. It's being a servant in the trenches mm-hmm. and to watch these dreams come to life again and take flight. So even till this day, many of our pastors came up through the youth ministry or servant ministry or Levites, we call them, our young leaders. And to see them in ministry today is my greatest reward. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a greater blessing than to see these young men and women in ministry, pastoring, serving, leading, everywhere in Hawaii and beyond.
Yeah, Pastor Wayne, I'm a product of a bit of your blessing. We used to work in the church with Hope Chapel West Oahu, that then became Inspire Church, and you hosted our leadership for a tour of New mm-hmm. Hope at one point, just as we were launching. And I can't tell you the jewels that you imparted to our team and to myself personally. And I just wanted to see if you would share, you know, one of the things you talked about is how you built the ministries within the church and what were the important ministries. And I found that to be such a gem of wisdom on how you built the various ministries within the church. Can you share about that?
Yes, well, you know, first of all, Mike Kai was one of my students at Pacific Rim Bible College, yeah. and he's doing such an amazing job at Inspire. Just, and he's one of those that you look back and you think, hallelujah, Lord, to take men like Mike and Dave Barr and Elwin Ahu and Mike Palumpo and so many others, and they're in ministry today. They came through those ministries you're talking about, Lonnie, mm-hmm. and they learned how to put their hand to the plow. And I say to people, you know, half of what you're going to learn, you might learn in the pew, but the other half, you're going to learn once you go through the servant's entrance. Because yeah. that's where you learn punctuality, people skills, you learn endurance and patience. Because the scripture says, let him who is to be the greatest be servant of all, because only those who are great can be servants. And I thought, wait a minute, a servant's like a busboy. You don't have to be super great for that. That's an entry-level position. And it was like the Lord said, no, if you're going to be a servant in the kingdom, you have to be great in patience. Mm-hmm. You have to be great in endurance. You have to be great in forgiveness. You have to be great in love and mercy and grace and hard work ethic. And then I thought, those who are the greatest could be servants in the kingdom. And mm-hmm. it was there in these teams, Lonnie, that those character qualities are learned. And they're only learned there. They're not learned in the classroom. They're learned on the battlefield.
Right. You know, I remember clearly a story you told, which I think I've told 100 times since, of how there were times when somebody wanted to be on this your amazing worship team, because New Hope has such a spirit-filled worship experience, and how somebody new came and they thought, you know, I played in a band, I'm pretty good, I know how to sing, yeah, you know, I should be on the worship team. And you told us this story about this young gentleman who came with a bit of that attitude, and talking about the servant's entrance and the humble heart, you challenged him and you said, if you want to be on this team, come up on stage and be on the team, but we're not going to plug you in. And I remember that, and I thought, wow, that was good. You know, what a great lesson to that young man. And to me, when I heard about that, is it's so much about the heart of service, not the skill of service.
That's right. Mm-hmm. In fact, he looked at me and said, if I don't plug into my amplifier, then no one's going to hear me. I said, only two will. And he said, who? I said, you and Jesus. Uh-huh. And until you're okay with that, then you're not ready to plug in. So he did that for nearly 6 months. Yeah. And then we had him plug in. And by that time, his heart had changed, and he really came out as a servant rather than a serve me or look at me kind of ministry.
Pastor, when you think about the growth through the years in ministry, I think about family. What was it like for you raising your family during the years of church growth?
During those years, it was a busy time. And to tell you the truth, I didn't have the skills, maybe organizational, or I didn't have the time management skills to do one and then the other, like a balance beam where this is ministry, this is family, this is ministry, this is family. And I couldn't do that. It was just too hard for me. So I said, you know what, let's make them both ministry. Because my family is my ministry. My wife is my ministry. My kids, that's a part of my ministry. And you can't fail at home and think you succeeded at the church. So I said, let's just make it the same. So I just plugged my kids into my back, into my hip pocket, and took them everywhere. So when someone, say, for example, in Australia would call me and say, could you come and speak at a men's camp or at our church or at a crusade, I'd say, absolutely. My honorarium will be 2 plane tickets. You don't have to give me any more than that. And they'd ask, why 2? Is your wife coming? I said, no, one of my members of my congregation. So then I'd have one of my kids come with me. And my son Aaron was about 8 or 9 years old. And so he would come, or my daughter Amy or Abby. And when we get off the plane, they go, that's your kid. Yep, I thought you said it was a member of your congregation. And I said, they are a member of my congregation. They're a part of my ministry. And so they've gone all over the world with me, Jerusalem to, you know, other parts of in Greece. They've gone to Rome. They've gone to the Philippines. They've gone to Hong Kong, China, Myanmar. And till this day, they love mission work. And so Aaron, my son, is in the ministry. All my kids serve the Lord. Aaron's gone back to the mission field several times to Myanmar. And so instead of shielding your children from the ministry, I just say, include them right into it. Let them dive in. And it wasn't long. I think it was maybe when Aaron was 13 years old. He'd come up and say, Dad, where are you going next? I know you have to speak somewhere in the world, because he knew that he might be able to go.
I can only imagine that as a child, as a son, one of the daughters of Wayne Cordero, the time they had with Dad, the memories that you built together with them all over the world. You're listening to Pastor Wayne Cordero. Hey, this is a time, whenever we talk about family, this is heart-to-heart stuff. Pastor Wayne is sharing family, ministry, leadership. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with him about church planting as a lifelong passion. Where did that come from? He mentioned a little bit about being a dream releaser. We'll talk a bit more about that when we come back from our break. More from Pastor Wayne Cordero. You know, New Hope has seen over 73,000 first-time decisions in Hawaii since its inception over 32 years ago. You can find out more about New Hope at enewhope.org. Again, enewhope.org.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Wayne Cordero is a church planter at heart with over 124 churches planted in the Pacific Rim, countries like the Philippines, Japan, Australia, and Myanmar. He's planted churches in Hawaii, California, Washington, and Nevada. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lani Ka'a'a and Pastor Wayne Cordero. Find out more about New Hope at enewhope.org. Pastor Wayne, church planting has been a lifelong passion. Where did that fire for church planting come from?
People call me a church planter, and we've planted, you know, several churches, but I don't see myself as a church planter. I see myself more of as a leader builder, someone to inspire young men and women who have a call on their life. And after we've trained them and mentored them and discipled them, the organic, the natural outflow of that is they want to go do a ministry somewhere. And we've deposited enough into them, and now they're ready to fly their wings, to stretch their wings out and try it. And so we have, you know, some of our very best that sometimes I hope would stay, but they've got to fly. And so they go out and plant churches, and we let them fly and encourage them to go. And so the churches that were planted were simply because the leaders matured, and they wanted to stretch their wings out, and we've got to let them go. One of the worst things you can do is when a leader is ready to go and stretch and extend their wings, that you hold them in the nest, and they will never develop their fullest potential. Now, some don't always make it, and they have to change directions, and maybe they realize they're an auxiliary pastor rather than a senior pastor, but that's fine. They've got to find out. So we have many now as senior pastors. Some are missionaries, some are auxiliary pastors, some are worship leaders. But we're glad for every single one of them, and we're excited that God is using them somewhere in the kingdom of God.
Mentorship. You mentioned Roy Hicks. You mentioned Donald Bryan. Other mentors in your life? You've mentored so many. How about you, Pastor Wayne? Who's been your mentors through the years?
Well, in Hawaii, a man named Dan Shima has been a friend and mentor to me for many, many years, and George Irinon and Dave Yogi. I can just start naming them off, but these men kind of saddled up next to me and knew I needed help. So they've been treasures to me. They've been people that I could vent to, process things, because you know, you even as a pastor, you still come up against stumbling blocks and come against hard times, and you need someone to just talk to. And so these have been the best. And I still talk with Dan Shima and Dave Yogi and some of the others. They're still my mentors today.
Mm-hmm. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
You know, the I think the most important thing, Danny, has been I long time ago when I was in my 20s, developed a habit of doing devotions every day. And so that has been a habit. Every morning at 6:30, I open my Bible and a journal, and I have a reading plan called a Life Journal Reading Plan, and a little acrostic called SOAP, S-O-A-P, where it stands for Scripture. Then you make an observation, you make an application, you write your prayer down, and you title it something. And, you know, I tell people 80 and 90% of my sermons come out of those SOAP journal entries over the years, that God has revealed something to me and stabilized me in turbulent waters. God has buoyed me up when I was sinking, and God has kept me from drowning when I went through deep waters. And it's during those times of devotions where I hear from the Holy Spirit, and he helps me through the valleys. Of all of the things, my time with the Holy Ghost every morning has been one of the greatest assets and gifts to my life.
Just wanting to kind of move through on that as well. And, you know, I've always admired New Hope and you as leader of that organization for just the immense commitment that the members have to the daily devotion process. I don't think I see it in as vast or as wide as any other church that I've ever been able to be a part of. How did you instill that in the New Hope membership in such a way?
Well, I tell people, you know, I really don't want people to turn out like me. I don't want them to be like me. I just want them to tap into the same source I tap into. And then God will help them to be what they're supposed to be. And so that's the first thing I think. You know, I need you to tap into that well of living water every day. And I thought when we started the church, let's make that as one of our foundations. So it's not do you do devotions? No, it's like, when do you do devotions? It has to be like everybody does this, right? And I thought I'd like to develop a culture of being committed to the Word of God on a daily basis in our church, because I may not always be with them. Another pastor may not be with them. The pastors will move on. But the Word of God and the Holy Ghost will be your mentor and teacher the rest of your life. So if I can get you to Him, He'll do the rest. I once heard an illustration of someone saying, you know, sort of like if someone wanted to teach you how to play the piano, and this person was amazing, an amazing concert pianist, and they'd say, Lonnie, here's your first lesson, and they'd play Chopin like never before. Wow. And then he said, come back next week, and I'll play Bach. And then Bach, wow. And then he'd say, come back next week and I'll play Mozart. And boy, he played Mozart. And this can go on for 10 weeks, 15 weeks, 30 weeks. And when it's done, you think, this is the best piano player in the world. But the problem is, you still don't know how to play piano. You have no idea. Mm-hmm. And if we're not careful, we can look at preachers and teachers and pastors like that. Boy, are they good. But I still don't know how to read the Bible. I don't know how to understand it. So we have to not just get up there and play Chopin and Mozart. We have to have you sit on the bench and teach you even the basics of scales every day. Here's a scale, a major scale, a minor scale. So we can wow you with Chopin, or I can teach you scales that'll help you. And when it's done, you may not play like Chopin, but you'll know what it takes to play like Chopin. And that's what we want to do with our people is to show them how to read the Word of God and break it down so that the Holy Spirit can teach them how to walk in likeness with Christ. That has to be an individual relationship with Jesus that they will have developed. And if we can build it into the foundation of the church, all the better.
Foundational words from Pastor Wayne Cordero, sharing with us heart to heart with you. When we come back from our break, Pastor Wayne will share more about transitions, changes, drastic changes, COVID-19, pandemic, coronavirus. Has that impacted your life? Well, of course it has. These deep moments need anchoring. These moments of change need stability. Pastor Wayne is here to share how the Word has stabilized him and guarded his heart. He'll share more with you, again, heart to heart, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It is truly an unprecedented time. Upheaval is the word. Stay at home. Shelter at home, stay at home, teach at home, not go out. I mean, we're at a time where we haven't seen this ever before. COVID-19, coronavirus, this pandemic. Well, the Lord has a word for us, even at this time. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Lani Ka'a'a, my co-host, and our guest today, Pastor Wayne Cordero. You can find out more about Pastor Wayne and the Ministry of New Hope at enewhope.org. And this program, free podcast, go ahead and get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Wayne, in this coronavirus moment. What word do you sense the Lord has for us?
I think God is going to ask us, because we don't understand it, we don't know, you have conspiracy theories, you have, you know, blame this, that person, they're overdoing it, they're underdoing it, you know, not that many, it's not as bad as, you know, fill in the blank, others say the regular flu season has taken as many lives. We don't know. That's above our pay grade. But, you know, one of the things I do know is this. It's sort of like you cannot determine the cards that are going to be dealt to you, but you determine how you're going to play those cards. And it's like the Lord is saying, steward this time well. You've got time, and it's whether you're losing a job or gaining a job or just holding steady or getting small business loans coming your way and the government's funding you. There's so many different angles to this, but the main thing is God is saying, will you steward this time well? Will you come out of this thing bitter or worse off, or can you make it? Because there's the normal, and some people say, I can't wait for things to get back to normal. There is no normal anymore. That old normal is gone. It won't ever come back. It's changed the landscape completely. So what we need to do is to say, we're looking forward to a new and better normal where we're wiser and sharper, more innovative. We have developed new habits. It takes 21 days to develop a habit. I encourage people, do 21 days of daily devotions. And if anything, you come out of this time, you come out with a whole new foundation for your faith that's sustainable. Use this time. Don't let it use you. You use it. Don't let it conquer you. You conquer it. And you're going to come through and hear God say, well done. Now, some people say, you know, this is, like I said, a conspiracy, or this is from China, or from the U.S. started it, and you've got all of these different theories. But I do know that although God didn't cause it, God will use it for his glory. That's just his character. His character is to redeem. And so when man messes up, when there's a virus or a pandemic or a pestilence, two things happen. One is we are the people to pray to stop this thing, because we've seen in the Old Testament, Aaron pray. We've seen the high priest pray and pestilence will stop. We've seen Moses with Pharaoh pray and the pestilence stops. So one is we need to pray like crazy. Daniel prayed and things happened in the heavenlies. So we have to get a new respect for prayer and know that that's our job. Not the government's job. It's not Congress. They can do whatever they want to. What's our role? What's our assignment? Well, number one is to pray to stop this pestilence in the name of Jesus. And the second is to steward this time, and to steward it in a way that we're better. The church is stronger. We have greater sense of endurance. We have a greater sense of mission. And I am so passionate about, I'm going to use this time. I'm going to come out of this thing, and heaven's going to go hooray, and hell's going to go, oh my. So that's my heart, and we're going to steward this.
Pastor Wayne, take us even further. How might this be a harvest season?
You know, so many people are beginning to realize that without God, we are helpless. How fragile our economy is. I mean, one virus, one bioterroristic virus shuts down everything, almost puts national economies into bankruptcy. So number one, our economy is not strong, whether it's bullish or bearish, or it's fragile, and 'cause anything can disrupt it. So we cannot depend on our economy. Secondly, we cannot depend on politics. They're fighting with our money in Washington. They can't agree on anything. We don't know if it's political or not. So we can't depend on that. People are realizing they can't depend on their job. It could be here today, gone tomorrow. There's only one that we can depend on, and that's Jesus Christ. And so people have an opening right now to their hearts, and God is the answer. So we as churches must see this as a harvest time, not a time where we just sit and hunker down. No, it's a time where we take and occupy, we take ground. So anything that we can do to start calling, texting, filming, anything, people are going to be looking for a doorway. And so we've gone on the air, doing messages on the air, on Facebook. I'm learning a ton about social media and Instagram. But we've got to redeem it for the gospel. Redeem Facebook for the gospel. Redeem Instagram for the gospel. Redeem video for the gospel. Redeem your iPhone for the gospel. Anything we can, this is our time to redeem it for the gospel.
Pastor Wayne, could you lead us in a prayer for some dear brother or sister or friend who's going through a tough time right now?
I sure will. Lord Jesus, there's so many precious people right now that are hurting. There's people that are struggling with their jobs. I know, Lord, because we've been on the phone together and texting together and emailing, Lord. There's people that have lost their jobs. They don't know what the future holds. But God, let them know that you're the one that holds the future. I pray that you will help them to draw near unto you because you're the source. You're Jehovah Jireh. And Lord, if at all, if even if a lost job draws us closer to you, then it's worth it. Because, Lord, we don't want to live a life of existing away from you, at a distance, at a far proximity from you. Lord, cinch us so close to you that nothing can even come between us, Lord. And whatever you need to do, we want to give you permission. If you need to get our attention with a 2x4 or a wrecking ball, God, do it. Because we'd rather be close to you and have just enough than to be far from you and have a ton of stuff, but be miserable in the end. For you said, what profits a man if he gains a whole world, yet he loses his soul? So God, draw people to you, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that this would be a harvest time, a revival time. We pray for revival in the name of Jesus Christ. Stir the embers that have cooled in our churches and bring us back to our first love, we pray. God, please do that so that when this is past, the church will have risen. God, may this be an Easter for the church where you will raise her up and help her to influence the world again. We thank you, God. I pray, and even as the president says, it's time to make America great, I think it's time to make the bride of Christ great again, so that we together can see that you are the great God. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Wayne. Amen. Pastor Wayne, the Lord has given you a clear focus on Christ and the gospel and the power of the gospel. The Lord has also given you a great woman to stand by you through all these years of ministry. Share with us about Anna.
Anna is a quiet, gentle giant. She's always been she never wants to be in the front. She doesn't want to be under the footlights. She'd rather be a servant in the shadows. And she's just been a faithful wife. We've been married 46 years now. And we just enjoy what God is doing. One of the reasons we relocated to Oregon is because she's been in Hawaii with me for 36 years. And so many of her family is passing away and dying. And I thought, boy, she's been with me. And for her, Hawaii's a mission field. So I thought, this time of her life, she needs to reconnect with family before they're all gone. And I can split my time. I can go back and forth. But she needs to be with family a little more. And so that's why we're doing this. Hawaii's still my home. And I'll still be with New Hope the rest of my life. But I also have a bride, and I have kids, and she has her family, too, on her side, her brother, and aunts and uncles. So I thought, let's do both. And so that's why we're here. But she's a faithful servant. She's a stalwart, foundational pillar in my life. And I'm so grateful for her.
46 years. So is this a college budding relationship? Is that when it all started?
Yeah. I tell people she stalked me for several years, and I finally relented and let her marry me.
Okay. We'll have to ask Anna about that at some point.
Okay. But thank you for asking about her. She's great.
Well, Pastor Wayne, we are grateful. A real privilege. Mm-hmm. An honor to have you with us. So thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you to you, Danny, for your amazing ministry that's been so stalwart and so stable, and it's so dependable. You've been in Hawaii, and your voice has remained steady and calm and centered on Jesus for decades. Mm-hmm. And so can I just say from my heart, and I know from all of our pastors' hearts in Hawaii, thank you for being so true, so steady, and being a compass that shows us the way to true north. So thank you for that. And Lonnie, thank you for being a part of this wonderful ministry. Just honor and bless you both.
Gracious words from Pastor Wayne Cordero, enewhope.org. Your friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to make a donation, some financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Wayne Cordero, enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a, guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll